I'm going to take a few minutes and continue on what we started. Last week. So, open your Bible with me to Zechariah chapter 4. And I'm going to pick up at verse 4 this time. And I'll read down through, I think, verse 8. This is Amplified. If y'all can put up Amplified, it'll be real good. Fantastic. It just speaks clear in the Amplified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus left and he took a seat at the right hand of God, because he had finished his assignment, or finished what God sent him in the earth to do. Okay. When he took a seat at the right hand of God, he had finished everything that he was supposed to do as our Redeemer, our Savior, and he became our Lord. And he became our King. He's now Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And he's sitting there, and he also is our great intercessor. And he's sitting there because he finished his part. Now, he have assigned us to finish the work that is to be done in the earth. And we cannot do that being ignorant, unlearned, unwilling, unfaithful. We have to yield ourselves to him. You know, your head and your body start arguing. Your head want to do this and your body want to do that. Have you ever sit in a chair and you sitting there, your head telling you, get up and go make up the bed. Your body said, oh, I don't want to get up right now. And you keep on saying, I'm going to get up. You keep on trying to convince your body, I'm going to get up in a minute. I'm going to get up in a minute. Everybody keep on putting out, let me sit here. You ever had that? But have you ever had this argument? Your head says, sit here and rest. Your body says, go and get some ice cream. Go and get. See, these things are real. And see, Jesus, and you ever notice that you didn't get any results until your body cooperated with your head? Think about that for a minute. And Jesus wants us to be so trained and so developed in the realm of the Spirit, so responsive to Holy Spirit that when he speaks, we will respond. All right. So God, having said all that, so I asked the angel who talked with me. See, angels are very real. I asked the angel who talked with me, and I'm going to tell you this, some of us sitting right here in this congregation, we're going to start seeing angels. We're going to have angels who appear to us with a message. Amen. And so it behooves us to become wise and don't get caught up in Satan devices. Amen. So I asked the angel, listen, who talked with me, what are these, my Lord? Now notice how the angel talked back. And the angel talked with me, answered me, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. Now watch, listen to the next verse. Then he said to me, this edition of bowl, the candlestick, causing it to yield what? A ceaseless supply of oil. from the olive trees. What kind of supply? A ceaseless supply of oil from the olive trees, right? Is the word of the Lord to who? Zerubbabel. Kind of ringing a little bit. Zerubbabel. Saying, not by what? I want y'all to come on now. Read with me. Not by might, not by power, but what? By my spirit, of whom the oil is what? A symbol. Says who? Says the Lord of hosts. All right. So he said, this oil that will flow from the olive tree, you know, it had seven lamps. And a lampstand, a golden lampstand. And said, this oil will not cease. The olive tree was the supplier. And the pot and oil was the spirit of God. And so the olive tree's supply have to be God. Because God is the supplier, right? And the oil is the spirit of God. And notice from the spirit of God, there is a what? Continual flow. There's a ceaseless supply. It'll never stop. And God is telling us we have the new birth now. We have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We have the gifts of the Spirit. We have the fruit of the Spirit. We have been made like Him in the new birth. We are sons of God. Hello? We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God. The life of God is on the inside of us. And the word of God is our life source that grows, builds, and calls us to rise in knowledge and understanding. The word of God is our food, is the food we eat for our spiritual maturity, our spiritual development. The word of God is what we eat. What do we eat to develop our natural body? There's certain kind of food. And there's some food out there that you shouldn't put in your natural body, right? Well, there's some food out there you shouldn't be putting in your spirit. Hallelujah. Because it will hinder you from becoming all that God created you to be. You've been created with the capacity to live, walk, talk, and operate like God. I'm going to say it again. You have been created with the capacity and ability. You are a spirit. God is a spirit. You are a spirit. And you've been created with the capacity to operate like God in this natural world. Jesus did it. And he conquered everything that was here. Now you have the ability by the word of God, the spirit of God, to live victorious over everything he conquered. Did y'all hear what I just said? So none of these things should rule over us and control us and put us in bondage. But we find ourselves in situations, we start screaming, oh my God, what am I going to do? Get in the word. Get in prayer, find out who you are, and you'll know what to do. Because all these things that to blow up and to flare up to frighten you, and when you know who you are, you're not moved by all that knowing. Thousand may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. How do I get to the place? I put that word in me and I get a revelation of who I am to those things. They blow up and do all this stuff. I know they may blow up and do all this stuff, but they'll never touch me as far as separating me from God. You understand that? They can't do it. And matter of fact, I'm going to read it to you so you'll know. Amen. Is that okay for us to read out the Bible a little bit?